I'm on the Samaritan's Purse website often, and I knew that they were working in Kiln, Mississippi, not just from going on the website, but from our last Katrina mission in New Orleans in May. Some people had come over from Kiln, Mississippi, or as they call it back there, the Kill, which is what they call it. Anyway, I called them, asked them the scope of the project, and at that point they wanted to know how many were coming. Well, it's a little tough in that they'll make a reservation for your group because they can only service 60 people at a time in Mississippi right now. So I just threw out a number, said 10. And they said, okay, we're going to, you know, you can come and serve October 15th through 20th. I started off with three people, myself, Mike Baker, and my friend Rick King. And I started talking to people and started calling people, and I really didn't get the responses that I was looking for because it was all about me and my flesh. And I prayed about it, of course, and prayed with Lisa, and she always supports me in these missions. And I remember time was getting short because we were trying to get a good price on the airline flights going out and stuff like that. And I remember I still had three people, and then all of a sudden people just started calling me and saying, I'll go. I'm confirmed to go. I can go. I can go. And one right after another, we had seven additional guys that signed up and went. So I praise God about bringing that because I prayed and I asked God to close the doors on this trip for me if it wasn't supposed to happen. And he kept opening them up. So and it was just, It was great. We drove to Mississippi. We left on October 10th with Rick, Mike, and myself bound for New Orleans to the airport to pick these guys up on Monday, October 15th. Picked all of them up. Their flight was right on time. Actually, I think it was a little bit early. I think a few minutes early. It was great. Drove the 70 miles over to Mississippi. Checked in at Bayou Tala Church in Kiln, Mississippi is where we checked in. It was kind of cool. We had a cookout. When we checked in that night, because the Samaritan's Purse, they don't feed you the day that you arrive. And we had a nice cookout, and Mike Baker and Rick and, you know, guys jumped in and helped, and it was a lot of fun. We sat out in front of the church, and we had orientation that night. It was kind of funny. I was the team leader on this trip, so I had more conversations in the beginning with the Samaritan's Purse team leaders and the principals from Samaritan's Purse. And it was kind of funny. I'm not going to say they were arguing, but they were having some serious discussions, the team leaders and the higher ups there with Samaritan's Purse, about who was going to get the Sacramento team. Because we obviously had the A team. And we did. And I pride's a bad thing to carry it with yourself, but I'll tell you, I was never so proud to serve with this bunch of guys that went back to Mississippi. It was just, for me, it was great. They put us on a house that seemed to be behind the other two houses. They were working on three houses simultaneously, and they put our group on a house that seemed to be behind the other two, knowing the skills of our team. Everybody on our team had been involved in the construction business at one time or another, except myself, and I learned a lot. Shane Tiller taught me how to dig a hole in concrete, so we basically logistically we went to a house, we stayed on that house all week. Our team was so good, they stole Greg Grant and they stole Mike Baker from us because another house was ready for drywall, so they stole them from us for a couple of days. They stole Mark O'Connor on Friday from us because they needed some work done at the church. So I'm going to close with this. Comparing other trips that I've been back, this is my fourth. The ministry opportunities within the area really didn't present themselves on this trip, and it basically because of the geographics where we were working. We were in neighborhoods, but the houses were set back. Really, nobody was around. I think there was one little girl walking back and forth, you know, from school every day. There was a gentleman across the street. The opportunities didn't present themselves that they had in past Katrina mission trips. And I prayed about it again. I asked God, okay, why are we here? Why are we here? And I feel, and I'm going to close with this, I feel that God's purpose for us going on this trip basically was to bring it home and strengthen our church body here, to strengthen us as a group. And this group of men that that served on this, as with all the mission trips, if you haven't been on a mission trip and you want to go, you will those relationships will begin. You know people in the church and stuff, but until you actually go in the foxhole with them and you work with them and you serve with them and you go on the mission trips with them, that's what I feel was the purpose for this trip.